Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Senior here at Ithaca with tonight's national anthem. A fine job. Coming up, more about the game on WRCO FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Here are the starters for the visiting Weston Silver Eagles. Number one, Brett Haas. He is a junior. Number three, Isaac Jennings, a junior. Number 13, Caden Putman, a senior. Number 23, senior Garrett Jennings. And number 44, junior Trevor Westfall. Starting for the Bulldogs tonight, number two, sophomore Ethan Berkram. Number 15, junior Cody Burns. Number 20, Wes Nelson. Number 23, Sammy Clary, a senior. And number 24, Devin Iam, a junior. Those are the starters for tonight's action. So we get her going here tonight on the radio. Mr. Fabulous at the controls, Tim Feed, back home in Richland Center. Phil Nee with you here in the perch in the wrestling room at the Ithaca confines here. And the boys will jump center. Devin Iam is going straight up against Garrett Jennings. Tip is controlled by the Bulldogs. And Sammy Clary in the backcourt slings it to the corner. Burns for a three on the way. No good. Rebound snagged by Iam and then ripped away and out of bounds. Nice play by Weston's Brett Haas. Got a hand on it. Got it off a Bulldog. It'll be Weston basketball. Weston from our left to our right. Ithaca, our right to our left here in the opening half. Putman takes it left side. Weston sets it up. Westfall down in the corner. Back it goes to Haas. Near side three on the way, and it is no good for Jennings, and the rebound by Devin Iam. Garrett Jennings rimmed it out, and the Bulldogs push it. Clary on the right side holds it up, gives it left side to Cody Burns. Burns with the ball, gives it back top of the circle. Bulldogs working around the Weston zone. Clary for a deep three. It is good, and the Bulldogs are on the board. 3-0. Pass comes in, and Haas will set it up. Left side, now right. Putman up from the baseline is Trevor Westfall. Trevor drives, guarded by Cody Burns. Good matchup there down low. Pass comes back to Haas, and Haas gives it over here. Weston deliberately going at it, looking for an inside pass. No, they're going to be tied up in the air, and a traveling call. Isaac Jennings went up in the air for the pass, and I think it was stopped just enough by Sammy Clary to call the traveling as he came back down. So it is Ithaca basketball on the turnover. Clary across the midcourt line. Far side, Pomering now on the wing on the right side. He'll dribble it, brings it back. Clary deep baseline now into Nelson. kicks it back out around the wheel near side. Burns, three from the left wing, no good. Fought for, saved inbounds by Westfall, and a nice save there. Keeping it going is Jennings. Weston thought about a fast break. They'll slow it up. Caden Putman on the near side. Drives to the lane, nowhere to go, tries to dish it back out, does. And here is Isaac Jennings cutting down low, throws it back to the corner. Weston firing it off to Westfall. Trevor to the corner, pass left side. And the Silver Eagles take it off to Jennings. Isaac for three on the way, no good. Rebound Cody Burns and the Bulldogs. Weston one and out. Larry home runs it to the other end. Shot on the way and good from the corner by KC Pomeranz. And the Bulldogs lead it 6-0 here tonight. Weston basketball, they'll bring it across the timeline. And Jennings with the ball, left side Hass. Off to the corner, Westfall. Silver Eagles setting it up on the far side, overload. Bouncing it in now, backing in is Garrett Jennings. Taken away by Wes Nelson. Up to Sammy Clary. Pomeranz crashes down deep from the baseline. The shot won't go, but a foul called. First foul of the game. And the Bulldogs will go to the free throw line. So they'll mark that off. Weston's first foul. Pomeranz has 3 points tonight. Going to go to the line to try and make it four. As the gym quiets. Crowd is curious, but well behaved. Free throw is on the way, and that one is good. Foul is on Isaac Jennings. Pomeranz with the point. Makes it 7-0. In for Weston, Garrett Granger. Second free throw now for Pomeranz. It is up. It is good. And that makes it 8-0. Bulldogs with a quick start. No backcourt pressure. And Weston will take it across the timeline. Caden Putman brings it off to the near side. Garrett Granger penetrates a bit. Hop step low. Fires to the corner. Three on the way. It is good for Trevor Westfall. And Weston is on the board. 8-3 ball game. Bulldogs crank it up to the baseline. Nelson back to Ahn coming down the boulevard. Hey, blocked by Weston. It was Westfall. Jennings and Jennings up ahead, knocked away and out of bounds by Pomeranz. I think Garrett Jennings was the one that got the major block there, but just really well defended. And Weston will get the basketball. Nearly 3 minutes into the first half. Silver Eagles set it up. On a drive, now they'll give it back to Isaac Jennings. Three on the way, wouldn't stay. Rebound, pulled down by Iam. Outlet pass, Clary slings it along the left side. Pomeranz backs up for a three. Short, ball rims out long range, and they're fighting for it at midcourt, and there is a foul called on the scrum for the ball. That'll be on the Bulldogs. They're going to call that on Wesley Nelson. So fouls are even at one apiece. Tim Feed will be getting other scores for us tonight, but this is one of the early starts for us tonight. Coming up at halftime in the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we'll recap wrestling last night for Ithaca Weston at the Ridge and Rivers duels. Turnaround baseline jumper. That is good for Isaac Jennings. And Weston cuts into that lead again. It is 8-5. Bulldogs by three. Sammy Clary fires off to Pomeranz on the right wing. Airmails it back to Cody Burns. Now Iam, far side Pomeranz, on a drive, is cut off, throws it low, Nelson reverse lay-in, good! Well played by the Bulldogs, everybody touching the basketball, that'll make it 10-5. Garrett Granger into the front court, crosses the midcourt line, off a screen, and now slings it off to the right side, it's held up there by Trevor Westfall, down to Garrett Jennings, Jennings a cross through the double team, backs in. There's a jumper on the way. Won't stay. Rebound protected by Devin Iam and the Bulldogs. Up to Pomeranz. Pomeranz along the left side. Now gives it off to Devin Iam. Pomeranz right side. Weston extending that 2-3 zone. Pomeranz backs up. Looks to the inside. Keeps the dribble. Now gives it off to Clary. Sammy right in front of the Weston bench. Down to the corner. Burns. Cody on a drive across to the near side. Here's Pomeranz for three. Got it. Casey Pomeranz's got a couple of triples. And Ithaca is back in the lead, 13-5. So they match their 8-point lead. Pass goes left side to Garrett Granger. Granger guarded by Sammy Clary. Bulldogs man-to-man D. Pass is down low. Now they'll kick it out. Here's a three on the way, and that won't stay for Garrett Jennings. Rebound by Pomeranz of the Bulldogs. He brings it across the half-court line. Casey stops, throws it off to Sammy Clary. To the corner, Nelson fires off. I'm now into the middle. It's going to be Clary fighting for a shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Trevor Westfall, and the Eagles up ahead. It goes to Putman. Caden on the near side drives to the baseline. Cut off. Spin move in the lane. Hangs for a 10-footer. No good, but he is fouled on the play. Shooting foul. Weston will get two free throws. And the foul is marked off. It's the second Ithaca foul. And Weston will take aim. Caden Putman, a senior for the Eagles and a starter. This one on the way, and that one won't go. He'll get one more coming up. Into the game for Ithaca, Houston Boland and Ethan Burkram. So the second throw forthcoming for Weston. 12:40 remaining in the first half. Ithaca leading by a score of 13-5. Second throw now. Putman with a toss. It's on the way. That one won't stay. The rebound by Devin Iam and Wes Nelson, I guess it is. Wes brings it out to the right side. Sammy Clary. Clary left side. It's going to be Boland. Houston holds it up. Nowhere to go. Fires it down to the corner. Pommering. Pommering. Back it goes to Nelson. Now over to the right side. There's Burkram. A little runner up from 15 foot. No good. Rebound by Weston. Pulled down by Granger. The outlet pass to Jennings. Isaac accelerates. Shot of the way. Short. Rebound by Boland. Up ahead now for the Bulldogs. Ethan on the near side. Burkram holds it up. Fires over to Boland. Deep baseline. Bounce feed down low. Clary, give and go. Boland, shot of the way, no good. Nelson, reverse lay and block by Weston. Garrett Jennings with the outlet pass. Up ahead to Westfall. And Trevor is fouled near the midcourt line. So the foul will be marked. That'll be the Bulldogs. And their third overall. Looks like this one is on Houston Boland. Weston will put it in play. Granger from the wing. Back to Westfall in the corner. Now to Garrett. Left side. And taking it is Garrett Jennings. No, going to keep the ball. Thought about a shot. Fires it back to Isaac Jennings. He'll shoot a three from the left wing. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Weston's had some chances. Missing some shots early. Pommering, weaving, moving and grooving. Gives it back to Clary. 17-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weston. Taking it back the other way is Garrett Jennings. 13-5 Ithaca. Garrett in the lane. Spins. Went up. Lost it. It's knocked away by Clary. And the Bulldogs D is going to prevail. Pass goes to Boland. Now back to Clary. Left side. Wes Nelson. Back to Sammy Clary. Off the screen. He'll shoot a three. It is on the rim. Bounces high. Nowhere to go. And into the hands of the Silver Eagles' Caden Putman. Caden will bring it across half court. Down to the baseline. Garrett Jennings. Guarded by Nelson. Airmails it back to Granger. Granger on the right wing. Throws it. Now coming in is Isaac Jennings. Throws it at a high post. Lost it. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Weston missing a chance to get a shot up. And into the front court. Burkram. Nelson. Boland. Low post. Back to Wes Nelson. Fires it into the lane. Sammy Clary moves out the high post. Wide open back door. Burkram scores off the assist from Sammy Clary. Timeout Ithaca. 15-5. They lead by 10. 10:31 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Back to action, a turnaround hook shot by Garrett Jennings goes, and Weston scores out of the timeout. 15-7 ball game score here at Weston and Area Boys Basketball. Phil Nee with you tonight, Friday Night Live. Burkram on a drive in the lane. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line. Weston commits its second foul. We're going to call that on Gavin Cast, his first. Gavin just into the ball game for the Silver Eagles. And the free throw for Ethan Berkram. Bulldogs have made two so far. This one in the air, and that one is in and out. One more coming up for Ethan. Back into the game for the Bulldogs is Devin Iam. Wes Nelson goes out. This one in the air. That one is good for Berkram. And that makes it 16-7. Near side Eagles. Westfall throws it. It's going to be tipped by Bolden and out of bounds. It'll belong to Weston here on the side court. Silver Eagles will get it going. 9:50 remaining in the first half. Weston throws it in to Trevor Westfall. Knocked away again by Bolden and out of bounds. Bulldogs have dropped into a 2-3 zone after starting out with a man-to-man defense. Jennings near side. Granger for three from the wing. No good. Rebound weak side by Casey Pomering. And he's off to the races. Goes to the lane. And a shot on the wing. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Brett Haas. Haas near side. No, they're going to call him for traveling. And it will go back to the Bulldogs. The Westons had some opportunities, but turnovers have plagued them. Some have been forced, and that one not forced. Ball comes in play. Held up now on the near side by Bolin. I'm right side. Pomering for the Bulldogs. Down to the corner. Holding it up there is Berkram. Berkram uses the dribble. Brings it back. Top of the circle. On a drive, Pomering. Now backs off. Again, half court. Throws right side. Pomering. Deep three. No good. And saved by Bolin. Inbounds. Taken there by I'm. Back it goes to Pomering. He'll drive lane. Now nothing. Kicks it back out to I'm. Pomering top of the circle for the Bulldogs. Now takes a three on the way short. Rebound by Garrett Granger and the Eagles. Garrett bringing it. Here it is. Three on three. Passes to the corner. Three on the way. Weston won't go for Garrett Jennings and a traveling call on the Bulldogs. Casey Pomering as he tried to do the rebound. So the Eagles will have the ball on the out-of-bounds line. Down low. Gives the ball a tap. Screens are set. Pass into the corner. Three on the way. Weston good for Trevor Westfall. That's his second. 16-10. Bulldog basketball. Berkram accelerates down to the baseline. Pulls up. Throws to Clary in the lane. And he will score. Bulldogs with a quick answer. And that makes it 18-10. Backcourt pressure. There's a steal by Clary. It's a pick two. Lays it in with a left hand. Good. Sammy Clary gives the Bulldogs a 10-point lead, 20-10 at midcourt. Ball knocked away by Berkram, picked up by Bolin. Houston for Sammy Clary. The Bulldogs tried to get out to another big sizable lead, and this went on a three-point shot by Bolin. No good. Rebound by Berkram. Now Bolin drives again. His shot won't go. Fought for. Rebound Pomering. Pomering with a basketball toward the top of the circle. Gives it off on the left side. Devin Iam. Now the Bulldogs catch their collective breath just a little bit. Berkram on the left wing. Looks to the inside. Now uses the dribble. Drives toward the free throw line. Nothing. Gives it out to the right side. And Bolin. Bulldogs start moving again underneath. Pass comes near side to Berkram. Weston has switched to a man-to-man defense. Pomering on the right wing. Now the left wing Bolin. Right wing Clary. Deep NBA three on the rim. No good. Rebound by Trevor Westfall and the Eagles. He's bringing it, slinging it, off to the right side and Granger. Back to Westfall and the Eagles set it up. Haas goes left, Cast, baseline. Give and go low, knocked away from Haas, and now it's loose on the floor, picked up by Pomering and the Bulldogs. Casey brings it right side. Now left it goes to Bolin for three, and it is good. Houston Bolin with his first basket. 23-10. Bulldogs. Weston in the backcourt. Garrett Granger now back to Garrett Jennings, and they take it across down to the baseline. Trevor Westfall airmails it to Granger. Left, right, now back to Westfall again. Trevor puts it on the floor. Fires it back now top of the key. Weston working it. Garrett Granger to Garrett on the near side. Garrett Jennings. Garrett Granger. Granger drives, nothing. Flips it back out to Haas. Down to the baseline, on a drive. There's a tough shot. Good from the baseline. Garrett Jennings in traffic makes it 23-12. Bulldog basketball, Sammy Clary and Houston Bolin exchange. Quick-moving first half, 6:15 remaining here in the first half. Devin Iam, turnaround three on the way, and it's on. Going to bounce up and bounce down. Got the Willow Creek roll on that one, and Iam with his first basket. That makes it 26-12. Weston fast break, and Devin gets a steal off the fast break. Weston turns it over, and into the front court, Casey Pomering throws it to a wide-open Ethan Bertram, and he lays it in good. Timeout, Weston. 28-12, Bulldogs have shot out to a lead. 5:47 remaining, first half. Area boys basketball taking center stage tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Welcome back to Ithaca. There's a lot of celebrities here. It's like a Lakers game. I see Pat Brigham, Booger over there, and I think he thinks it's baseball today, as warm as it's been, but it's actually basketball. Pass comes in play. The ball comes up to Trevor Westfall, down to the baseline. A new player in for Weston. Turnaround shot on the way, and it is no good as it rims off. Now rebounded and taken the other way by the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary with the basketball. Clary throws it to the right side. Held up there in the corner by Burns. Burns back to Clary. Throws it back door. There's Iam laying it in and good. Well played by the Bulldogs. That'll make it 30-12, the ball game score. So the pass comes in play. Weston takes it on the way on a drive, and Isaac Jennings scores his second basket, 30-14. Sammy Clary into the front court for the Bulldogs. Lobs it back for Devin Iam to the left side. Burns for three on the way. Rims off. Rebound pulled down by Garrett Jennings. And Weston motivates the other way. Here's Isaac Jennings down deep in the paint. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Caden Keller just into the ballgame and gets the rebound. Sammy Clary off the screen goes right side. Air mails it back to Keller. Baseline Iam back to Caden. Throws it to Sammy Clary in the lane. Shot is good for Sammy. So Clary with a quick 9 points tonight, 32-14 Ithaca. No problem in transition for the Bulldogs. Ball is saved. Now the ball goes back to the far side. Shot of the way, and it is no good by Weston. And the rebound taken back the other way. Clary to the corner. Burns three on the way, and that is good for the Bulldogs. Cody Burns with his first basket. Bulldogs finding some range from outside, 35-14. Cross-court pass taken away. Devin Iam gets the steal. 2-on-1, and now Iam blows by everybody and scores. Bulldogs off to the races tonight, 37-14 leading. Coming off a loss against North Crawford, and the Silver Eagles are called for over and back. Turnover puts it back in the hands of the Bulldogs. So, quick change here for the Eagles, and the Bulldogs are going to bring in Keegan Jones, number 33. And the Eagles bringing back Ethan Craker. Ethan Craker seeing his first action. And also number 12, Ross Allball. Jones fires to the near side here. Is a long three on the way, and that is in and out for Iam. Put back up by Nelson. No good. Fought for in the lane. Weston comes out of there with it. And Weston takes it across the timeline. Granger has his pocket picked by Keller. Caden pulls away from the pack, and he will lay it in good. 39-14 Bulldogs here in the first half. 3:15 remaining. First half. Garrett Granger slings it left side. They're going to throw it to the inside and on a drive. Shot is up. No good. Now rebounded by Weston. They'll keep it going. Garrett Granger, three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Keegan Jones, Caden Keller back to Keegan. And the ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Ross Albaugh. Good hustle there for the Silver Eagles. So coming into the game for Weston is number 13, Caden Putman. Quick inbound for the Bulldogs, and Devin Iam will score. That'll make it 41-14. Man, you blink, and the Bulldogs are off to a huge lead here tonight. Ball comes to the right side. Now Weston going to fast break it. Laying it in is Putman for his first basket. 41-16 in favor of the Bulldogs. Nelson open for a three. Shot on the way, no good. And the rebound ripped down by Putman. Putman up ahead. All ball to Putman. Reverse lay-in up and no good for Putman. And the rebound by Wes Nelson. Caden Keller up ahead. It goes to Devin Iam. He'll lay it in strong and good. Devin Iam makes it 43-16. 2:15 remaining here in the first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up. We'll talk to Marcus McCauley at halftime tonight. Weston on a drive. They are fouled on the shot. Ethan Craker, I believe, will go to the line to shoot two for the Eagles. Much like North Crawford did to them, the Bulldogs having shot very well. Good percentage in the first half. 6 3-pointers for the Bulldogs. Craker at the line looking for his first points. This one is no good. He will get one more. Boland returns for the Bulldogs and Isaac Jennings for the Eagles. Second throw now for Craker. In the air, and that one is on the rim, and that is good. That makes it 43-17. Into the game for Weston, Trevor Westfall. Tell you another thing that makes me happy, and that is looking down and seeing Athletic Director Larry Villiard listed on the Weston program. So hats off to Larry. We're going to get a chance to quiz him, I think, on an upcoming morning show. We're going to have a timeout taken here. 1:59 remaining, first half, 43-17. Ithaca leading Weston on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Bulldog basketball, 43-17. They lead. Caden Keller takes a shot for the wing. Weston trying to secure the rebound, and they cannot. It goes out of bounds. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 35, Xander Sorensen, seeing his first action. Coach Hipsch has rotated at least 10 players. Ball comes in play. Now Weston gets a steal. Driving and scoring is Isaac Jennings. 43-19. Bulldogs, we're down to a minute 18 remaining in the first half. Boland on the left wing now gives it back to Berkram. Ethan to Keller. Picked off by Weston again. That's Trevor Westfall. Westfall brings it up ahead now. Jennings scoops it up, creates a shot. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul marked on the Bulldogs, which will be their fifth. This night really has a tournament feel to it because you come down the road and still a little bit of light out there. It's a lot warmer today, and there was no JV, so it just kind of feels like this is a tournament game. It's also the first half has moved along rather quickly. Free throw is good by Isaac Jennings. Not one of those, like, dawn middle of winter games where, my goodness, it's 9:30 before you get done. Free throw on the way, and that one is no good. So it is 43-20. Bulldogs quickly down to the corner. Shot on the way, no good by Keegan Jones. Rebound pulled down by Ross Albaugh. And up ahead now to Caden Putman for the Eagles. Down to the corner, open Westfall. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Caden Keller and the Bulldogs. Caden taking it up near the midcourt line. Under a minute remaining here in the first half. And Caden takes it off to Boland. Boland, right side, now throws high post. There's Burkham. Sorensen throws it back to Jones on the left wing. Jones to Keller. Back to Keegan Jones. 30 seconds remaining here in the half. They will airmail it to Burkham. Down low towards Sorensen. Knocked away. Weston got it off him and out of bounds. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Cody Burns, along with, looks like Sammy Clary is back. Also looks like they're going to bring Casey Pomering in. Weston basketball then. Caden Putman takes it across the half-court line. Putman has it knocked away. Clary got it off him and out of bounds. Nice, nice defense. There have been moments for both sides of good defense here in the first half. Ball comes in. Bulldogs will probably work for one. Near side, Sammy Clary, 13 seconds. Back to the right side, Pomering. Burns with 10. Back to Pomering. He will drive, nowhere to go. Fires to Cody Burns, deep corner, 4 seconds. Near side, knocked away by Weston. Here is Putman driving, laying it in the buzzer. No good, wouldn't stay. Good defense by Caden Putman, and the first half comes to an end. Ithaca leading it 43-20 at area boys basketball tonight. Coming up the halftime Dairyland High School sport news update. We'll have that for you. Bring it back with a look at first half stats as well. Coming up during halftime right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Weston Ithaca coach Marcus McCauley joins us on WRCO. Coach, how did it go last night at the Ridge and Rivers tournament?
Really well. You know, this year's had its up and downs, injuries, losing some kids. So we weren't really sure what to expect going in. Granted, you know, every team always has those battles each year. But we showed up, we competed, had some really good performances from some underclassmen, which was good to see. So we won our first four matches, defeating Peck Argyle, North Crawford, Seneca, Kickapoo, Lafarge, and River Ridge, and then we fell in the last round to DeSoto, who went undefeated on the night to claim the title. And Chad's got himself a pretty good team up there. I know he was low on numbers the last few years, and he's done really well building that program back up and getting them back to full strength, which is good to see.
Any individual wrestlers last night that did exceptionally well and won all their matches?
Yep, we had Derek Franzen at 144. Carrick Thompson at 113, and then Ashton Bennett and Bryson Brandt were flipping back and forth between 150 and 157, and they all went undefeated on the night.
Otherwise, you know, the co-op's working well. I know some other sports are going to be co-oping between Ithaca and Weston as well, and but I think wrestling has kind of set the tone and has kind of shown everybody that it can work, Marcus.
Yeah, and I love the co-op. You know, I competed as an athlete for 3 years, and now this is my 6th year as a coach on it. The relationships, the friendships we've made, you know, Austin Clary, Troy's son, he's my age. We're getting together tonight to watch the Penn State-Iowa duel. You know, it's created a lot of friendships, and our kids someday are going to compete together, and I just hope they got the opportunity to do it in as many sports as possible to be able to be successful as we have been able to for wrestling.
Honestly. Well, well said. Thanks a lot for joining us today, and good luck now as you get ready for February.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
Weston Ithaca co-head coach Marcus McCauley on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of Funeral Home.
WRCO. Ithaca leads at halftime, 43-20 in area boys basketball. Welcome back to the friendly confines. The Bulldogs jumping out with a total of 6 3-pointers in that first half. Casey Pomering and Sammy Clary leading the way with a couple of threes for Pomering. The leading scorer is Devin Iim. He has 11 here in the first half. Sammy Clary with 9. Casey Pomering has scored 8. And then a total of 5 for Ethan Berkram, 3 for Cody Burns, 3 by Houston Boland, and 2 for Caden Keller. On the Weston side, 7 for Isaac Jennings, 6 for Trevor Westfall. He's hit both of Weston's 3-point baskets. 4 for Garrett Jennings, Caden Putman with 2, and 1 for Ethan Craker. Silver Eagles have shot 2 of 6 from the free throw line. They have made 2 3-pointers. Ithaca 3 for 4 at the free throw line as well. Other scores tonight as we check out the Filney flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. And let's see. First of all, girls basketball. Barneville leading Potosi 19-9. That's in the first half. Some of these just underway. Lancaster leading Richland Center 17-1 in the first half. Platteville up on Dodgeville, as mentioned, 6-2. In boys basketball, Seneca leading North Crawford, 17-10. That is in the first half. That's a good ball game going on tonight between a couple of conference contenders there. North Crawford not having a loss in the league, so that's going to be an interesting finish tonight as well. 43-20, Ithaca leads Weston. We'll be back with more at halftime on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Oakwoodford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwoodford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwoodford Farm.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
WRCO. 43-20. Ithaca leads in area boys basketball tonight. Second half underway as Weston inbounds the basketball. Garrett Granger takes it across half court, gives to Caden Putman, and the Eagles work it. Now back to Granger, left side. Meeting the ball is Westfall. Trevor drives, fires it back to Jennings. Isaac takes a three. It's on the way, no good. Rebound, Clary and the Bulldogs. He'll sling it the other way. Caught in the corner by Pomering. He'll shoot a three. It's off the rim. Rebound by Putman of Weston. And the Eagles take it back the other way. Putman to Westfall. Trevor challenges with a spin move. Goes up on the left hand, partially blocked by Burns and out of bounds. It will be Weston basketball on the end line. So Granger will be the inbounder. Our old buddy Jeff Even, the governor of Cazenovia, is here tonight. Good to see him. Ball comes in play. It's going to be caught now by Westfall. Leans in, now kicks it back out to Isaac Jennings. Three on the way, no good. Rebound down low, put back up, no good by Westfall, but he is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Trevor getting a chance to shoot at the line for the first time tonight. He has a total of 6 points. Foul is on Cody Burns, just his second. Nobody in foul difficulty tonight. Not a lot of fouls called in that first half. Free throw is in and out for Westfall. One more coming up. He'll get the ball back from the official. In the air, and that one is good. So Weston scores the first point of the half, 43-21. Ball comes in play, and the Bulldogs take it up the sideline. Now back to Clary, and they will set it up. Weston working hard. Looks like they're in a 1-3-1 zone defense. I'm not sure they've played this tonight. Ball comes right side. Pomering on the right side. Puts it on the ground with a left-hand dribble back to Burns. Three on the way. Top of the key. No good. Rebound, Wes Nelson. Wes working hard. Give it back to Iam. Iam takes it up. Nothing there. Now brings it back to Nelson. Around the wheel. Pomering right wing for the Bulldogs. Left wing, Nelson. Down low. Iam goes in and a crowd up and scores. Devin Iam. And the Bulldogs take a 45-21 lead. Weston into the front court. And now Putman, baseline deep. Gives it back to Garrett Jennings. Garrett to the corner, held up by Granger. Granger looking. Now will drive, gives it top of the key. Isaac Jennings around the wheel, nothing there. Fires it back now to Granger. He'll drive, creates a shot. It won't go. Rebound by Devin Iam. Iam is such a rebounding force. Makes the play, brings it out to Sammy Clary, and the Bulldogs set up shop here at this end of the floor. Wes Nelson on the right wing. Clary top of the circle. Clary now reverses it over the left side. Pommering just up from the baseline. Bounce feed deep baseline. I'm into the lane. That's Clary. Takes a shot. Good. Off the glass and down. Going old school tonight. And that makes it 47-21 Bulldogs. Here at Granger. And the Eagles set it up down to the baseline. Now they'll fire it inside. Isaac Jennings gets it for a turnaround shot. Good by Caden Putman. Well played. That makes it 47-23. Bulldog ball and Pommering across the center circle. Throws it right side to Clary. Sammy with the ball goes high post. Nelson back to Clary. Three from the near wing. It is good. That barely moved the net as Clary drains the three. 50-23 Bulldogs. 15-19 remaining in the game. Garrett Granger, crossover dribble, brings it top of the circle. Throws it down low and now picked off by Sammy Clary. Clary with a steal, the pass intended for Isaac Jennings, takes it across the timeline. Burns catches in the lane, dumps it down low. Nelson shot on the way for the baseline. Good. Wes Nelson with his second basket. 52-23, Bulldogs with the lead. Trevor Westfall now off to Garrett Granger, right side. Holding it up now is Isaac Jennings. Isaac to Caden Putman. To the baseline, Garrett Jennings. Isaac Jennings, hook shot, good from the low post. Isaac Jennings with 9 points, 52-25. Across the timeline, Casey Pommering. I kind of expected this game to be a little closer. Weston making a little bit of a headway here in the second half, but Bulldogs built a big old lead in the first half. Could do no wrong in the first half. Ball comes down to Iam on the baseline. It's going to be knocked away. Clary saves it, but into the hands of Garrett Granger. And here go the Eagles. Left side, Trevor Westfall. Westfall, free throw line right. Dye now gives it off to the right side. Putman. Jennings will drive, and he'll pull up. 18-footer is good. Nothing but net for Isaac Jennings. Number three, that makes it 52-27. No backcourt pressure. Sammy Clary walks it across the half-court line. These teams are just playing. That's why the minutes are going by so fast. Pass goes left side, almost tipped away. Picked up now by Pommering. Pommering, top of the key. There's Iam for a three. It is no good. Rims off to the corner. Trevor Westfall tries to throw it off an Ithaca player, and it is out of bounds. Good save by Adam Hipsch over here in the corner. Pass comes back now to the Bulldogs in the deep corner with 13:32 remaining in the ballgame. But they have a lot of games where there's a lot of jump balls. The ball spends a lot of time out of bounds with, you know, defense, whether it's good or bad or whatever. But this one, they've just been playing, scrimmaging. And there's a turnaround by Iam. It is up and good. 54-27, Bulldogs. Weston basketball, Garrett Granger on the left wing. Crossover dribble knocked away by Clary. Picked up again by Garrett. Garrett on the near side keeps the dribble, fires it cross-court, picked up by Wes Nelson, knocked it into the backcourt, now picks it up, runs with it, gives it off to Burns, and the Bulldogs will set it up. Burns right side, throws to Clary, down to the baseline, Nelson, 18-footer on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Cast of the Eagles, and up ahead it goes to the baseline. Isaac Jennings creates a shot, it's up, wouldn't stay. Rebound Nelson for the Bulldogs. Clary up ahead. I'm bulldozing down the boulevard, and he'll score. Devin Iam with 17, 56-27 Ithaca. Jennings again, that's Isaac. Three-pointer, good. Nails it from the banks of the Willow Creek, and that'll make it a 56-30 ball game. Isaac Jennings with his first three. It is 56-30. Bulldogs with the ball. Inside, it goes to Burns. Back to the left side. Pommering is cut off. Kicks it back to the corner. Clary for a three on the rim. No good. Rebound by Wes Nelson. Saves it. Gives it in to Burkram. Three on the way. It is good. Ethan Burkram nails it from the near wing. And the Bulldogs go up 59-30 here in the game. 11:52 remaining. Brett Hass near side, picked off by Berkram. Gets the steal. Ethan takes it home and lays it in. Good. 61-30, Ithaca in the lead. And a timeout by Weston. 11:38 remaining in area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at AllAmericanDoItCenter.com. All American Do It Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same-day pickup and ship-to-home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Weston out of the timeout. Three-pointer by Garrett Jennings is no good. Rebound pulled down by Casey Pomering. And the Bulldogs fast break the other way. A pass to the corner. Boland for three. No good. Trevor Westfall with a rebound for Weston. Trevor brings it out to half court. Throws to Isaac Jennings. Goes up. Clary stripped it away. Sammy Clary with a steal. And the Bulldogs take over. 61-30. They lead here in the ball game. Game that began at 7 o'clock tonight. Pass comes to the left side. Ethan Berkram back to Keegan Jones. Aaron Hipsch has been rotating a good number of players down to the corner. Three on the way. Pomering, it's in and out. Rebound pulled down by Garrett Jennings. Garrett off to the races. Free throw line left in the lane. Hop step. Nice move. Scores, but no, they're going to wave it off. Whoa. That's not a popular call with the Weston fans. It looked like he had made the move, kind of that Euro step. They're going to wave it off, and it goes back to the Bulldogs. And I think we've watched another timeout being called. 10:41 remaining, 61-30. It's Ithaca leading Weston in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right. Get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Back to Ithaca, 61-30 Bulldogs in the lead. North Crawford leading Seneca, 37-31 at halftime. The Trojans have shot ahead all of a sudden. Fenimore lead over Cuba City, 24-15 in the first half. Westby 19, Arcadia 18 in the first half. And Wazika Steuben, 14-10 leading DeSoto early on in that one. 32-5, Lancaster leads Richland Center in girls basketball. Philly flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, and Sammy Clary wires one from the outside, and it's good. He hits his third triple of the night, and just like that, 64-30, Bulldogs lead, 10-18 to play. Weston takes it around to Gavin Cast, hand off to Russ Allball, and Ross drives, fires it back now, near side Garrett Jennings, far side Westfall, back to Garrett Jennings, top of the circle, back to Westfall. Just up for the baseline. Swings it back now to Putman. Now to Westfall in the corner. Guarded closely. They'll fire it back to Allball. And Ross on a drive down low. Pull-up shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Pomering and the Bulldogs. Casey across half court. Top of the circle. And Ithaca will set up shop. They've got Clary on the right side. And Berkram on the left. Pass goes to Clary. Now Berkram. Free throw line. He'll drive. And he's cut off. Double team. Good defense by Weston. And a steal by Trevor Westfall. Trevor brings it back the other way for the Silver Eagles. 9:25 remaining in the ballgame. Pass goes to the right side. And Putman hand off to Westfall. Drives over in front of the Weston bench. Throws it to the baseline. Gavin Cast back to Westfall. Reverses it left side. That's Putman. He'll penetrate in the lane. Throws to the corner. Baseline jumper. No good for Allball. And the rebound by Keegan Jones. Keegan brings it up ahead for the Bulldogs. Boland going to be called for traveling. Took an extra step after catching the pass. Caden Keller, Cody Burns, and Devin Iam return for the Bulldogs. Weston's lineup is going to stay the same, although it looks like they've got a couple of players coming in. Looks like Aiden Durst checks in. And Ethan Craker will return. Here we go. Weston basketball. Ball comes into Caden Putman, top of the circle. Putman, left side, Westfall. Westfall, top of the circle. Nowhere to go. Gives it off now to Craker. Craker down to the corner, and Durst back to Westfall. Westfall with the basketball right in front of the Weston bench. Throws it to Aiden Durst. Aiden is a junior. And on the sideline, they're going to say dribbled on the end line. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. No backcourt pressure. Keller and Berkram bring it across the half-court line, and Ithaca will set it up. Ball goes to Keller on the left side. Keller, bounce feed down low on a drive. Nothing there. Fires back to Boland in the corner. Lobs it now to Berkram. Left side, Keller. Cross-court now Burns into Iam. Devin scores, and 3 seconds is called. Ball is through the hoop but waved off. Dante Kleinsaucer is in for Ethan Berkram. Richland Center leading River Valley in wrestling 27-9 tonight. They're at 138 in the match. I think that started in the lower weights. Ball comes left side to Trevor Westfall. Westfall, top of the key. Three on the way. Good. Trevor with his third. He's got the trifecta of triples tonight. That makes it 64-33. Richland Center in action in wrestling tonight. Pass comes inside, and Burns will score off the assist from Iam. Well played by the Bulldogs. That makes it 66-33. Weston with Aiden Durst on the right side. Throws it low. Craker in the lane. Shot of the way. Won't stay. Rebound pulled out by Caden Keller and the Bulldogs. Caden will run it across the half-court line. Fires over to Cody Burns. Burns lobs it back to Keller. Keller, far side, Boland. Now Burns. Burns on a drive. Down back to Boland. Three on the way. Bulldogs in and out. Rebound Iam. Devin goes back in and scores. Devin Iam with a cool 19 points tonight. That makes it 68-33. Ithaca. 7 minutes, 9 seconds remain. On a drive, Putman pulls up. 14-footer. Oh, blocked by Iam. Tipped away. Devin picks it up at midcourt. Gives it back to Kleinsaucer, and the Bulldogs will set it up. And it's Caden Keller throwing it right side, looking for a cutter, and there's nobody there, out of bounds. Keegan Jones returns for Ithaca for Weston. Brett Hass? Let's see. No, it's Garrett Granger. I take that back, and Isaac Jennings will be into the game. So the pass comes into Garrett Granger, and Weston will set it up. Granger fires it down low. That's going to be Garrett Jennings backing in. Back to Granger. Top of the key. Three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sorensen of the Bulldogs. Back to Keegan Jones. Jones across the half-court line. Skips it down to Sorensen. 10-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Garrett Jennings. Off to the races. Free throw line left. Jennings behind the back dribble. And Clary almost got a steal. Garrett gets it back. Penetrates a bit. Makes the move down low and scores. Garrett Jennings not to be denied. 68-35 in favor of the Bulldogs. 6:12 to play. Caden Keller right side. Caught by Keegan Jones. Air mails it back to Boland left side. Boland looking to the high post. Gets it into Jones. And now back to Boland down to the corner. Kleinsaucer with a shot for three. No good for Dante. And the rebound pulled down by Aiden Durst. Ball outlet picked off and up and in for Keegan Jones. He gets his first basket after a pickoff. That makes it 70-35 Ithaca, 5:43 to go. Trevor Westfall on a drive, down low, shot off the rim and back in the hands of Bolin. Houston brings it across the half-court line up to Caden Keller for three on the rim, no good. Rebound Sorensen, his shot blocked out of bounds by Garrett Granger. It will be Ithaca basketball. And the inbounder will be Keegan Jones. Keegan looking, fires it in, knocked away by Weston. And Aiden Durst had a hand on it. It will be Ithaca basketball. Checking in is Brett Haas. Coming out is Aiden Durst. And the Bulldogs will put it in play. Jones into Boland in the corner. Back to Jones, high post. Keegan on a drive, called for traveling. And it goes back to Weston on the side court. Ithaca's senior night for boys basketball coming up on Monday night. They will be honoring the seniors when they host Iowa Grant coming up on Monday. Pass goes to Isaac Jennings. Deep three on the way. No good. And the ball rims off. Chased down by Jones and goes to the left side. It's Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer to the baseline. Back to Jones. Jones to the corner. Boland open. Three on the way. It is good. Houston Boland with his second three-pointer. 73-35 in favor of the Bulldogs. Pass goes down to the baseline. Caught here by Garrett Jennings. Back to Haas. Top of the circle. Right side Westfall for three. It is up, no good. Put back by Granger. No good. Sorensen with a rebound for the Bulldogs. Xander with the outlet pass to Caden Keller. Caden will run it across the half-court line. Left side. It's caught by Boland. Down to the baseline. Sorensen inside. Picked off by Garrett Jennings. Jennings two on two, lobs for Isaac, and laying it in is good. It's good for Isaac Jennings, 73-37. Ithaca, 4.